It's only a kick. A jump. A block. It's only a serve. It's only a tackle. A run. It's only for the fans. After all, it's only pressure. You got this. Adidas.
This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Do you have a point of sale system you can trust, or is it a real POS? You need Shopify for retail. From accepting payments to managing inventory, Shopify POS has everything you need to sell in person. Go to shopify.com/system, all lowercase, to take your retail business to the next level today. That's shopify.com/system.
Welcome to the Morning Motivation, brought to you by the Patriot Gold Group and the Public Square app. Maybe a groggy Monday morning for you after the Super Bowl last night. Full disclosure, I'm recording this before the Super Bowl. Super Bowl kicks off in about 2 hours, and I don't care at all who won the Super Bowl. Man, it was a great game, though, wasn't it? Okay, now we'll edit this out. And then, oh man, what a bummer that it wasn't a close game. I don't know. I think this will just use both of those cuts. We'll see which one works. So I have my relationship with sports these last 10 years has been very uncomfortable. I don't like it. It makes me feel like less of a man. I don't follow anything. I used to watch SportsCenter every single day. If you asked me 10 years ago, try to live life without SportsCenter, I'd be like, what are you talking about? It's an essential part of life. And then is it still on? I mean, I don't have cable. So I gave up SportsCenter because there was one day I decided I have seen every 6-4-3 double play ever. I've seen them all. I've seen every dive and then a cool throw and the guy catches it and spins and throws it and just gets him at first base. Like, I've seen that every time. There's no other spin on it that you could possibly give me that is worth this time. And if there is, it'll pop up somewhere online and I'll see it. And that's it. I don't need to sit here and watch. I've seen every diving play in the outfield. I've seen all the plays. I don't need to see any more plays. So I gave up SportsCenter. Also, I never had a favorite team I was obsessed with. I just always liked well-played games, which is super lame too. And even if I ever did sort of have a favorite team or if I had some investment in the game, like let's say it was the World Cup and America, right? I'm going to root for America. And I get all into it with this big emotional investment and I just get crushed and super disappointed. And I'm like, oh, well, that's not worth it because like this doesn't affect me at all. So why am I doing a thing that makes me really sad? Like I don't. So I kind of gave up on sports. Moving to San Diego will do that too. I remember I first moved to San Diego. And it was like 12 years ago or something. And I said, oh, I can't wait to watch the NFC Championship game. The NFC Championship game is always a great game. And the person said, you won't watch it. I said, what do you mean I won't watch it? It's the NFC. I've seen the NFC Championship game every year of my life. He said, no, you won't watch it. I said, what do you mean? Oh, it'll be like a really nice day out and you go mountain biking instead. It's like, oh, you're crazy. And I didn't watch it. Sure enough, the guy was right. I haven't watched it since. So... And now we're starting to get back into it, though, because Jack's 7 and he's playing flag football. So we're starting to watch it more and he's getting into it a little more in a healthy way. So I think that's cool. I always thought, I agree with the Jerry Seinfeld joke that the players, they all move teams all the time. So you're not even rooting for teams. You're just rooting for laundry at a certain point. And I always thought that it'd be cool if they made a sports league where you could only join a team if you had some connection to the city. So you could only play for the 49ers if you grew up in San Francisco or within like a 100-mile radius or whatever, if that's your closest team, whatever your closest NFL team is. Or if you went to college in Northern California, that you could play for San Francisco. And if not, if you went to University of Minnesota, you had to play for the Vikings or whatever. And maybe each team gets 3 players that they can trade from outside their region or whatever. But you can't be switching teams all the time. And that way you're really rooting for a team that represents the region of your country in a more powerful way. Like these are the players from Texas who play for the Cowboys and that's it. That's all you could just, that's the Texas players. And here are the Florida players, right? Right. But that's a dumb idea. I don't even know why I still think about it. I don't know if anyone's proposed that idea. I've never heard anyone propose it, so it must be really dumb, I guess. I don't know. Anywho, so I have no connection to the game, and like a chick, I had to make up all these other reasons about what team I should root for. I like Mahomes as a person. He seems like a nice guy. But Brock Purdy is the best underdog story. It's the last pick in the draft. And not only the last pick in the draft, he looks like a dweeby dad, like a dweeby guy. There's one video of him. He was walking out of the locker room holding his duffel bag. And the caption was, "Dad arriving to the airport 6 hours early so he doesn't miss his flight." You're like, oh, like, what do you mean? Does this guy the quarterback? If I was a security guard on the field and he tried to walk on the field, I'd stop him. I'd say, whoa, 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 kid. What are you doing? Back up in the stance, pal. Nice try. Nice try, buckaroo. Get back up there. I feel like I'm the starting quarterback. Like, okay. You don't even look like you can throw a ball, honestly. And now he's in the Super Bowl. How can that be? And he makes no money. He makes $800,000 a year. The other quarterback makes like $30 million. So I want to root for him for that. But then he plays for San Francisco. And I don't want any joy to be felt by the people of San Francisco. So now I'm back on Kansas City. But then if Kansas City wins, and I have to hear another thing about Taylor Swift and Kelce again. I don't know. In the end.
This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Do you have a point of sale system you can trust, or is it a real POS? You need Shopify for retail. From accepting payments to managing inventory, Shopify POS has everything you need to sell in person. Go to shopify.com/system, all lowercase, to take your retail business to the next level today. That's shopify.com/system.
If you're struggling to lose weight, you've probably heard about weight loss medications like Wegovy or Zepbound, and you might be wondering if they're right for you. Meet PlushCare, a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. If you qualify, they can safely prescribe you medication from the comfort of your own home. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
I decided to go for Purdy because he's a Christian.
Where you're able to talk about the Lord a little bit more, have some deeper conversations because they're seeing you have success on the field, maybe having an opportunity off the field to also talk about Jesus.
Yeah. I think the media, for sure, there was, you know, questions brought up in terms of, like, you know, how do you do it? And for myself, it was, honestly, you want the truth because this is the truth. And I'm not going to just say, you know, like a worldly answer of, you know, I look in the mirror every night and I tell myself I'm good. It's none of that. It's man, like, this is who God has called me to be. And I've believed that from day one. I've believed that Jesus Christ did come down and died for my sins and rose again. And he's living, you know, he's living and sitting beside God on the throne. And so I believe that. It's not just some story, fairy tale thing. It's real. And it allows me to, you know, stay level-headed and real with life, and I know what my purpose is. And so that all has allowed me to play my game. It has allowed me to play football at this level. And, I don't go into the locker room telling everyone, you know, I believe this or that. Or it just comes about, you know, when guys ask me or they're interested and, you know, what helps you do what you do, then, yeah, I share. But, you know, I just – the biggest thing for me is just loving all my teammates, you know, being where they're at, relating with them, being a relatable teammate, and then, you know, if they ask about what I believe in, then I'm all for sharing.
And he was able to do a lot of that sharing at the Super Bowl press conference interviews. What a cool ministry moment that he had for moments like this.
Brock, let me ask you a question about your faith. Jesus, how you doing?
Doing good. How you doing?
Good. Tell me about scripture this year. Some of the Bible verses that you've been reading and passages that's maybe helped you this year.
Yeah, this year for me, it's been Psalm 23. yeah, the Lord is my shepherd. I have what I need. He lets me lie down in green pastures. He leads me beside quiet waters. And then it goes on. But for me, you know, playing this game, playing this sport, there's a lot that goes into it. And, you know, you can, it's easy to get wrapped up in, you know, wanting and feeling like wanting to be loved, you know, obviously by your teammates and everybody, but like the world. And so for me, like in that passage, it's talking about, you know, I already have what I need from the good shepherd and Jesus. So I don't know. I've just been studying Psalm 23 throughout the whole season and been going back to it. It's what I start off with actually every single day. I just read off Psalm 23 to myself before I start off with some solitude, and then I go about my day.
I talked to your dad a couple days ago. He said he prays his guts out when he watches you play.
Yeah.
Do you pray when you're playing during a game?
Yeah. Yeah, I do. You know, and it's not, can we, you know, God, can we win here? Can we right. do something great here? It's more just to have that peace, that steadfastness in all the chaos. That's really what it is. It's sinking back into like Holy Spirit, you know, take over and lead me here in this moment and allow me to think clearly, allow me to, you know, obviously go through my reads and like I said, just have a even keeled state of mind that I get from the Holy Spirit.
Being a Christ follower will give you the right perspective. I was going to say it can give you the right perspective, but that comes across like it's some sort of life hack. Like, oh, become a Christian and your life will be so much better. Like it's some sort of some trick. But no, you'll become a new person. You'll become a new person with a new heart, born again. The idea, I think about this a lot from before I was a Christian. The idea of being born again, obviously I used to mock it because it made no sense. But it's very simple. You become a new person. It's from John 3. There was a Pharisee, his name was Nicodemus. He came to Jesus at night and said, Rabbi, we know you are a good teacher who has come from God, for no one could perform the miraculous signs you're doing if God were not with him. Okay? Jesus said, I tell you the truth, no one can see the kingdom of God unless he is born again. And Nicodemus has the reaction that most people would have. How can a man be born when he is old? Surely he cannot enter a second time into his mother's womb to be born. It's great.
This episode is brought to you by La Quinta by Wyndham. Your work can take you all over the place, like Texas. You've never been, but it's going to be great because you're staying at La Quinta by Wyndham. Their free bright side breakfast will give you energy for the day ahead. And after, you can unwind using their free high-speed Wi-Fi. Tonight, La Quinta. Tomorrow, you shine. Book your stay today at LQ.com.
Your brain needs support, and new Ollie Brainy Chews are a delightful way to take care of your cognitive health. Made with scientifically backed ingredients like Thai ginger, L-theanine, and caffeine, Brainy Chews support healthy brain function and help you find your focus, stay chill, or get energized. Be kind to your mind and get these nootropic chews at Ollie.com. That's OLLY.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Judy was boring.
Hello.
Then Judy discovered Chumbacasino.com.
It's my little escape.
Now Judy's the life of the party.
Oh, baby, mama's bringing home the bacon.
Whoa, take it easy, Judy. The Chumba life is for everybody. So go to Chumbacasino.com and play over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Ezekiel 36:26. I will give you a new heart and put a new spirit in you. I will remove from you your heart of stone and give you a heart of flesh. And when that happens, when you're born again, you have a new identity. And football doesn't matter as much. It matters for all the good reasons it should matter in a healthy way, but it's not life.
Yeah, I feel like, you know, it's so cool, you know, seeing across the league and the other teams that you play, like other people that obviously believe in God and glorify God through everything. I think it's awesome. And for me, I look at it as just our identity isn't in the sport of football. It's in who God calls us to be and what he wants us to do in life and what he says in the Bible. And for us, obviously, we're playing football. It's our job, but it's not who we are. And you know, we're loved no matter what because of what Jesus has done for us on the cross. And we get to go and be transformed and love people through that. We're football. It's our job, and we want to do it well. But, man, it's not going to go perfect all the time. You know, you're going to win games, and people are going to love you. You're going to lose games. People are going to hate you. And so as a believer and all the believers in the NFL, like, that's what we mean by glorifying God, win or lose. Like, we're loved through him and because of him, not based off of if we're a good football player or not.
So I'm rooting for a good game, but I'm rooting for the Niners because of Brock Purdy. And of course, there are no Christians on the Kansas City Chiefs. I mean, obviously. Joking. I want to end with this. I was watching this documentary on Netflix called Quarterbacks. Peyton Manning was the executive producer of it. And it follows a couple different quarterbacks. One of them's in Mahomes, which is why I like Mahomes too. But it's the end of the season for Kirk Cousins, quarterback for the Vikings. And Kirk Cousins kind of like a Brock Purdy. But if you saw Kirk Cousins, you'd be like, oh, you look like an athlete at least. But Kirk Cousins is just like a great guy. Just like a good, decent man. So it follows him during this year, and they're playing great, and he loses the playoff game, like the big playoff game at the end. And season's over, and it's wildly disappointing, and the big one's been eluding him for so long, and obviously the documentary builds up the drama. It's big life or death or whatever. So Kirk Cousins, I don't know what I thought quarterbacks or players did after a game. I guess I just assume they all go to the strip club or something. I don't know. Like, what do you do? Kirk just got in his car and he drove home, and his wife was sitting next to him. They just drove home.
Frustrating. Really, really frustrating.
Oh, I forgot. It's trash night.
I love that his wife's like, forgot to take out the trash.
All righty. It's usually about this time when you start feeling all the pains from the game. You just walk around your house and you're like, ooh, that hurts. Turner, that was awesome. The fact that you let Cooper go to the game in your place.
Every time he wants to go, I let him go. My mom lets him go.
That was so nice of you.
Turner, that was so nice of you.
Mom will let him go again.
Wow, so you stayed home and watched the game with Mimi?
Yeah.
Did you know if we won or lost?
We won.
No, we lost.
Yeah, we lost. 24-31.
You want to go read with Dad?
No, let's go read some books.
We got 24 and the other kid got 31.
I love the other kid that doesn't even care. You won. No, he lost. Okay.
That's why we lost.
Can we do that? Can we read?
And then the other kid keeps rubbing it in to Dad.
Some books? Let's do the book of Why in Sports Illustrated.
Yeah.
Let's do that. That was a good one. Why do the Detroit Lions and the Dallas Cowboys always host a game on Thanksgiving? Why are some tennis players considered clay court specialists? Why does the NFL have so many rules against hitting quarterbacks? In the NFL, the quarterback is by far the most important player. An injury to the quarterback can sink a team's entire season. Did you know the season-ending knee injury that Tom Brady suffered in the first game of the 2008 season led to a ban on hitting quarterbacks below the knee? And Dad is forever grateful.
So he just lost his game. Biggest game of his career, huge disappointment, blah. And here he is reading to his kid, talking him into bed.
Okay. You comfy? Mm-hmm. All right, you should sleep well tonight because you didn't get a great nap and it's 9 o'clock. All righty. Ready to sing and pray? On Christ the solid rock I stand. All other ground is sinking sand. All other ground is sinking sand. Jesus, thanks for today. Thanks for protecting Dad and his football game and through this football season. Thanks that Cooper was able to be there tonight and watch. And thanks for Mommy and for Turner, for the great family we have. And God, we continue to just give the days ahead to you and trust you for what's up ahead. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. All right, buddy, you good? Okay. Sleep well. Love you.
Let us be the Christians who know the true purpose of life and the important things of life. Even if you lose the Super Bowl, or even if you win it. Mike Slater, @locals.com. Commercial free night before transcript, MikeSlater.locals.com.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over at the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Coincidence? I think not. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere, even at 30,000 feet. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's chumbacasino.com and live the Chumba life.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.